Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fightful Overbooked. Jarrett Bailey, Jeremy Lambert with you. This is Wrestling with the Odds, a show where we break down the betting odds from the next big wrestling show. And today, it's Rumble time, Jeremy Lambert. How are you?
It is. I'm well. How are you, Jarrett Bailey? We have a big show on Saturday with the Royal Rumble. Coincidentally, 1 year ago, where you dressed up as Brock Lesnar on our Rumble post show, and we became even more of best friends.
Yes, we do indeed have a very Paul White this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to it. So aside from the Rumble matches, which we're going to get into, I assume we're probably just going to save those two for the end. We'll dive into the other matches on the card to start. Let's do the Pitch Black match first. Why not? Bray Wyatt and LA Knight.
All right. So the odds are courtesy of betonline.ag. Remember, folks, to bet responsibly out there, and if you win money, send some to us, and if you lose money, it's not our fault.
Yes, please don't yell at us.
Yeah, we're going to talk some like gambling stuff at the end of this, Jarrett Bailey. It's legal in Ohio now. When we recorded the Wrestle Kingdom one, the first one, I don't think
it was like 3 days before it became legal in Ohio.
Yeah, so now like it's legal, and I gotta control myself. I'm actually doing well, but not winning, but as far as not blowing all my life savings on stuff. So we're gonna talk a little football at the end of this.
Okay, we can do that.
But first, let's get into some wrestling. All right, so we got the Pitch Black match, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, by the way.
Oh, I forgot it was sponsored by Mountain Dew. Jesus H. This is so dumb.
How dare you? How dare you hate on the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match?
Look, they have a high bar to clear in terms of badness, like with that dirty fridge thing that he did with Randy Orton. But like this, I have very low hopes for this.
Oh, it's going to roll. It's going to be great. I can't wait for this match. Bray's at minus 1,000, LA Knight's at plus 500. You got to assume Bray's winning here. I don't think there's... This seems pretty straightforward as far as the winner. The only way I see like LA Knight winning is if there's something wacky with like Uncle Howdy and he costs Bray the match. And so LA Knight wins. Like, if you feel kind of confident, they'll go super wacky. Or if they just go super convoluted and like LA Knight wins by losing, which don't ask me how, but they can certainly make shit up because we don't actually know what this match is. If you think they might do some dumb shit like that, then, you know, go ahead, throw some money on LA Knight. But otherwise, it seems pretty straightforward. The Bray's winning this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that the odds are so heavily favored to Bray. Like, I would definitely throw, like, if you just want to throw a fiver on this, you make $25. Why not?
Yeah.
If you throw it on LA Knight, at least.
Can't hurt, right? If you got $5 to spare.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you got money in your account and you're coming off a nice weekend and you say, what the hell, throw, you know, $5-$10 on LA Knight and see what happens. I would do it. But if you're not so fortunate, then maybe stay away from this. I don't know, man. I feel like this is gonna be really stupid. Like I love Bray. I wish that he was given more, but damn it, I have very low hopes for this.
Wait, are you a Bray guy, Jarrett Bailey? I don't know if I know this.
I like Bray.
All right. I mean, I would not. I don't know if I'd suspect that from you. So
I think he's one of the, if not the most creative thinker of his era of WWE performers, and I think that he's been given the short end of the stick far too many times, and I'm really hoping this match isn't shit. just because he I really enjoy Bray Wyatt. I was a big fan of his cult gimmick. I didn't watch, like, I wasn't still watching WWE at the time, but like I had the network at one point before it went on Peacock, and rewatched a lot of his cult gimmick stuff, and I really enjoyed it. The stuff with The Fiend was a lot of fun before they ruined that too. So yeah, big Bray guy.
Wow. That's great to hear. There's not enough of us Bray guys out there. Too many people just want to crap all over him. And I enjoy the wacky stuff that he does and the fact that he just wants to pop himself, because I'm all about that.
Any white dude that can pull off dreadlocks like that, like there are like two dudes in history, two white guys in history who could pull off dreadlocks, and it's Bray Wyatt and Rob Zombie. I don't know if there's a third.
Jay Briscoe did it well. I thought Jay Briscoe had some good dreads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, I forgot he had. You know what? That's very fitting. Rest in peace, Jay Briscoe. We miss you dearly.
For sure. For sure. RIP, Jay Briscoe. All right. So you throw five on LA Knight. I'm not against that. I'm really not. It's this because we don't know what this match is going to be, and it could be very stupid and dumb. Like, you might as well take a little bit of an underdog bet, because these other two matches, singles matches, the odds aren't too great on them.
No, we can get to one of them real quick too, and transition out of the pitch black match. Bianca Belair defending the Raw Women's title against Alexa Bliss. Bianca, similar odds here. Bianca -1,000, Alexa +500.
This is one where maybe you also just want to throw something on Alexa just because maybe they do something wacky, but otherwise it feels very stupid to beat Bianca here. She should probably go into WrestleMania as the champion and have her big championship match against whoever it might be. We'll talk about some potential opponents based on the Women's Rumble. But if you think that, again, they might do some dumb shit with Alexa Bliss and the Bray Wyatt and the Uncle Howdy stuff, then maybe toss something. Go with the Bray parlay of Alexa and LA Knight. And
there we go. Yes, the Bray parlay. That's fun.
Otherwise, it seems like Bianca's winning this thing.
Can I be honest with you and say that, like, I don't know. I feel like Bayley should have beat Bianca at, what was it? The Saudi show, whatever, Crown Jewel, or is that what it was called this time around? I thought
I think it was Crown Jewel. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, Bianca's great in the ring. I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm bored. Is that wrong?
I'm not mad at Bayley should have beat Bianca, because I don't think Damage Control came out of that feud looking.
No, they did not. I was hoping, I was hoping that at some point Damage Control would just have all the gold and be running the women's division on Raw, maybe popping up on SmackDown and just tearing shit up. But alas, that is not what is happening.
I got nothing against Bianca. I think she's great. I don't think they actually do quite enough with her. I feel like I can't. I mean, she's been in this Bliss stuff, and like, I like the popping yourself and doing wacky Alexa Bliss, and she seems to enjoy herself with it. But as far as like a title program, this ain't a title program for me.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily Bianca's fault. Like, WWE's also just struggled to build any sort of like true other main event contenders outside of like the big three or four that they have. So there's a lot of recycling feuds that happens. I really enjoy Alexa. I think she's great, and she's another one of those performers where it's just, all right, yeah, we're trying to figure out what we have for Alexa. I guess we'll just give her Bray Wyatt's gimmick again and see how this goes. I don't know, man. It's not great. But regardless, I'm very much hoping, and I know I'm thinking ahead of you, Brad, I'm hoping, you know, I'm assuming Bianca's going to win this. This will eventually lead into a feud with Rhea Ripley, and Rhea wins the title at Mania. That's what I'm holding out hope for.
That sounds like that's where they might go. We'll talk about the Women's Rumble here in a second. But as far as the odds on this one, either, you know, throw a little bit on Alexa, or you ain't winning anything on Bianca if you just want to, you know, be like
you can be like that Mattress Mac guy who bet $2 million on the Cowboys to win.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with. If you're just going to, you think it, the odds are so great that it's like, let me bet $2 million to win like $2,000 and try my luck with that.
I don't feel bad for people who have the money to do that. So you reap what you sow.
No, me either. Like, man, if you can just afford to throw away $2 million like that, then
be my guest.
I honestly hope you lose it. Money could be better served elsewhere. You don't need that extra $2,000 that hard. You can throw away $2 million.
Amen. All right. The WWE Undisputed Universal Championship match between Roman Reigns defending against Kevin Owens. Same odds here. I don't think we're going to see... very much heavier odds. My mistake. Minus 5,000 for Roman, plus 1,000 for KO. This is the best story in wrestling right now. It is so fun. The trial of Sami Zayn, I think, was the best segment in like the last 25 years of Raw. Like, it was fantastic. And I've rewatched it like three times. It was awesome. Roman's not losing here. If he does lose, it'll be at Mania. He might still win at Mania and take the belts into SummerSlam. Regardless, I think this match is going to be a lot of fun to watch, but there's no reason to bet on it in terms of like a straight up result.
No, definitely not, because Roman is heavily, heavily favored, and he's most likely going to win. I don't know why they would take the belts off of him. The only way I would say bet Kevin Owens is if you're listening to this on Thursday when it comes out, SmackDown's on Friday. Maybe there's like an inkling of a chance that like a stipulation gets added, and also only one title becomes on the line. So, like, let's say I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here. If you are someone who might believe that they're going to turn this into a cage match and only the WWE title is on the line, and then Roman doesn't have to get pinned, Owens can win by escaping the cage, and he only wins one of the title instead of both of them, maybe you throw some money on Kevin Owens. You really have to do some gymnastics to talk yourself into betting on Kevin Owens here, and to think they're going to switch things up within the next couple of days on SmackDown or at some point during the Rumble. But if this is just a straightforward one-on-one match, both titles on the line, Roman Reigns is winning, don't bet on this.
Like I said, I wouldn't even bother betting on this. You'd have to bet an astronomical amount of money to even see anything back if you bet on Roman. It's going to be a fun match, though. Like I said, this is such a fun storyline, and I'm glad that Kevin Owens has been getting, like, the past, like, 4 to 5 months, he's been treated like the star that he is, and I think that a lot of WWE fans have really wanted to see him in that spot. He's only won one world championship since he's been on the main roster. That's unfathomable.
And it ended in, like, 3 seconds by Goldberg.
did he also lose to Goldberg? I thought Yes, Kevin Owens? He did.
Yeah, Kevin Owens lost to Goldberg. That's how his Universal title reign ended.
Yeah, God almighty. This one of the very many reasons I hate Bill Goldberg. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's.
I'm sure I shouldn't say that. I hate Goldberg, the character. I'm sure Bill Goldberg, the human, is a fine person. But the character Goldberg, God almighty, I never want to see him in a ring again. There's no need.
That's honestly kind of fair. He's fine in short little doses against the right people, and as long as he's kind of losing some of those. When he beat Ziggler, I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Beat Ziggler.
No, not sure. Dolph Ziggler, speaking of guys who deserve better, Dolph Ziggler deserves so much better. The man whose real life name is Nick Nemeth and was strapped with the name Dolph Ziggler, he's been around forever, and we somehow pretended that name's normal. Dolph Ziggler, what the fuck? I like Dolph Ziggler a lot. And the fact that he is just jobber to the stars, and he's a much better wrestler than half the people that he makes look great. Justice for Dolph Ziggler. It should have been him. God damn it.
We'll get to Ziggler's odds in the Rumble here in a second, because I feel like you're just going to throw like 5 on Ziggler just for
I'm a big Dolph Ziggler guy.
Of the bit. No, just believe in yourself. Believe in your guy, Jared Bailey, that Dolph Ziggler, this is going to be his time to shine.
I mean, he's not like in my like top 5 favorite wrestlers ever, but I enjoy Dolph Ziggler. I think he's really good. And his brother does really funny stuff. And his brother does really funny stuff on Being the Elite. So I'm big, big fan of the Nemeth brothers.
Dolph Ziggler is fantastic. He honestly is great, and he's super underrated. I don't know if he's underrated by like his peers and stuff, but very underappreciated by a lot of the fan base. But you know, what can you do?
I agree. All right. I think that's all of like the actual matches on the card, unless I'm missing any.
No, that's all they've announced so far. Again, we got SmackDown to go on Friday. We'll see if they announce something else, if they add like Charlotte Flair against Sonya Deville. That's a match that'll probably have very similar odds to the rest of this card, and you probably shouldn't bet on it.
All right. So we'll hop into the Women's Rumble. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be, I think that there's a lot that's going to happen that will make the fans very happy in terms of, There's a rumor going around. I'm like, I know this is a betting show. I want Asuka to go into her just evilness again. Like that's one of the things going around that everybody wants. And I would love to see Asuka kind of turn to the dark side. Her odds are +2,000. The odds on favorite to win the match is Rhea Ripley at -140. She's the heavy favorite. Becky Lynch +300. Raquel Rodriguez at +500. Bayley +600. And then Alexa Bliss +750. Those are the top five. Other notable names, Dakota Kai is +5,000. Naomi is +5,000. Sasha Banks is +5,000. And then other people that we haven't seen in a while, Doudrop is +10,000. If she comes back with the name Doudrop, I'm going to be super pissed. Lacey Evans +10,000. Zoe Stark also +10,000. Most of these are +10,000 or +15,000. It just kind of goes in increments of five after that. Trying to see Indy Hartwell, that would be a really fun call up. I think that she's kind of run her course in NXT, as you hear dogs in the background. This is why I like cats, Jeremy Lambert. But yes, Indy Hartwell, I really hope that she appears on the show in the Rumble. I think that she is more than deserving of a call up. I would love to see that. Tamina +25,000. If you want to waste money, go for it. I really don't like the character of Tamina either. There's nobody.
She's barely on TV. What's there to hate about Tamina? She barely shows up.
It should stay that way. Valhalla is +25,000.
Sure,
that's fun. I like Valhalla.
You gonna bet on Valhalla? You should bet up. Should bet on Lash Legend at 500,000.
Wendy Chu's +25,000. There. I would like to see like a few of these NXT women who have kind of like done all they can in NXT for the past 2 years, just kind of get caught up, strengthen the women's roster. I think that there's a few of them, Indy Hartwell, Wendy Chu, that would be very deserving of a call up, and it would be fun to see them in the Rumble.
They've only announced as of this recording, like 7 women for the Rumble. So the people who are like official in this thing are Liv, Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Raquel Rodriguez.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, Emma. Those are the 7 women who have officially been announced for this thing. Everybody else, like Bayley, Becky Lynch, they're actually in the top 4 as far as the favorites, not actually officially in the Royal Rumble. So it's very possible you could bet on them and then they don't even show up. I would imagine Becky and Bayley are in this thing, but again, they have not been announced for this. Bliss being at +750, which is top 4. I know we only have, I only have top 5 listed, or top, I only have top 4 listed. She's top 5. She's number 5 at +750. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to be in the Rumble. She's already got the one match. I don't know if she's going to pull like a double duty thing. So That seems like just a complete stay with Charlotte Flair.
I was gonna say Charlotte's got odds and they're like relatively toward the top at +2,000. Bianca's also in there.
Yeah, like I don't know if they're gonna be there. I think safe money is 100% on Rhea Ripley, and you know at -140, she is the favorite. Becky, I think, is good money as well at +300. I know there was the report going around that they were going to do Raquel and Ronda at WrestleMania. So if you think they're going to somehow circle around back to that by Ronda winning the title at like Elimination Chamber or anything like that, then Raquel at +500, not bad to throw something on. As far as like a long shot type of thing, maybe Ronda at 3,300. Maybe
if they have Ronda win the Rumble in back-to-back years, that building might burn to the ground.
Don't put it past them.
I'm not putting it past them. I get it, but the poor SmackDown women's divisions, Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey, two people that most people could care less about. And it's
no slander on the queen. No slander.
Like Charlotte is a great performer. I'm not crapping on her like in-ring ability. I'm just like it's just Charlotte wins lol at this point. Like I'm over it.
Justice for
Liv Morgan. That's what I want.
Well, I'm going to talk about Liv Morgan here in a second because she's part of the Iron Woman odds. And I actually think that's not too bad at plus 150 because I could see her lasting a very long time in this match. I'm going to throw a name, a super long shot that I don't actually think this person is going to win. But if you want to burn money, essentially, Lacey Evans at plus 100,000. Lacey Evans,
Jared
Bailey.
She's gone under how many different face turns, heel turns, gimmick changes over the past calendar year? Poor Lacey
Evans.
She's
female Sergeant Slaughter right now.
It's so not good. It's so bad. The original version wasn't good, much less this cheap knockoff. It's like, I don't know, what's a bad movie that got remade? That's the joke here. Yeah,
a lot of bad movies that got remade.
Bad movie.
Sergeant Slaughter wasn't bad though. He's at least a former world champion.
I don't know. I've attempted to watch a lot of golden era wrestling when I had the network. It's just not for me, man. I watched that Hogan Slaughter match and it was a waste of my time.
Yeah, I mean that's not the best in the world. Slaughter not really known fully for like an in-ring.
No, very much more a character, which I mean I get it for the time, but yeah, it's not for me.
here's who you also might want to throw some money on. The Bella Twins at 250,000. They were very upset at how Raw 30 went down and the women's evolution not being highlighted enough. They were originally advertised, they weren't there. They said they got booked on media tour. Maybe, just maybe, they have been bullied, and by they I mean Triple H has been bullied into a Bella Twin winning the Royal Rumble, and to promote Nikki's show on E, Nikki Bella says, I do. So throw some money on Nikki Bella on this one, folks.
Yeah, it's just what we needed, another Bella-themed reality show.
You're not hating on the Bellas.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of... is Kelly Kelly? Is she going to be there? I would like to see Kelly Kelly.
She doesn't have odds, which is a little
strange. I was going to say, I don't see odds for Kelly Kelly.
I do feel like she might show up in some capacity. They got 7 women, announced for this thing. They got a lot of spots to fill. I think we're going to see a lot of NXT women.
Yeah, I hope so. Trish and Lita each have odds. I assume both of them will be there. They've been in, I think, have they been in all of them? I know that they've been in at least 2 of them.
I don't know if they've been in all of them. I'd have to, my brain doesn't work that well, but yes, they have been in them before.
Do we think that that Kairi Sane shows up? Because New Japan owes WWE a little bit of a favor.
I don't think so. I don't think we're gonna get any type of
no Forbidden Door entrance
like that. No, not in the women's Rumble. Maybe in the men's. Okay. Not in the women's.
Okay. Well, I'm betting on Rhea Ripley. I'll throw $20 on that just to make like $17.50 back or what else it would be. But yeah, I do think Rhea's winning, and I think the plan is for her to just look like a total badass. How many eliminations do you think for Rhea? I think she's just going to go on a tear.
And she's the odds on favorite for most. She's the odds on favorite for all of this stuff. You could just do a Rhea parlay here.
Yeah, I was going to say
most eliminations absolutely. And Iron Woman.
I would love that. If they should have around her at like 1 or 2 and just beat the hell out of everybody.
I think Rhea's going to get a lot of eliminations. There's no doubt about that. I think most eliminations, I think the best money is on Raquel. I think she's going to get a lot of eliminations. Becky at plus 200 isn't bad because she's the man again and she could just be tossing people out. Asuka's at plus 550. And you mentioned it could be she's back as, kind of Japanese killer, Asuka, Kana. And like if that's the case, you see her coming in and just like, wrecking shit and tossing a bunch of people out.
I just want to watch her kick people in the fucking head.
Yeah. Love a good kick to the head. My favorite thing in wrestling.
I'm just ready for it. Very ready for it. I hope that that's what we get. And that'd be good. A Rhea parlay wouldn't be a bad idea at all. As the winner, Iron Woman. And, I take back what I said. Don't have her enter at 1 because they literally, was it 2 years ago, they had Edge and Bianca each win from like 1 and 2. At some point, that gets a little bit overdone. Have her enter early at like 6, maybe, and then just eliminate 20 people. Fine by me. But the 1 and 2 stuff, that's a little bit too recent. Let that be special. Don't do it every other year or else it stops feeling important.
I think Liv is going to enter early. She's got a tied with Rhea for the best odds for Iron Woman. I think that's a good bet that she is going to be there for a while. Becky at +300 on Iron Woman doesn't seem like a terrible bet. Here's a long shot one, a couple of them. Io Sky and Dakota Kai at +700 on the Iron Woman.
I can see Damage Control each being like in the final 5 or 6.
Both really good workers, Io and Dakota, two women with good stamina, good pacing, can structure things and kind of like really hold things together. Because that's typically what the Iron Woman is somebody who enters early and is going to last a while and needs to kind of structure things throughout. And they certainly qualify for that. So +700 for each of them. I wouldn't rule out, throwing a couple bucks on them for the Iron Woman.
Yeah, I'd assume like one of like the big names is going to be one of the in the final stretch. Like, you need some sort of ring general at that stage to kind of, lead everything and kind of help the match get through that final stage. So I would expect Becky to be part of it just because she's great and has the ability to, be that ring general. It's so great. Like, I know we've already talked about it, but Charlotte Flair having the third most odds to be an Iron Woman when she's defending her title. It's just so... My goodness.
I don't know if Charlotte's in this thing.
That's like, what I'm saying.
it's very strange. She's not technically booked for the show at all, but I don't even know if Charlotte's in this thing. I mean, I jokingly pitched that she's going to win and she's going to go face Bianca and then she's going to unify the Raw and SmackDown women's titles. She's going to be the Roman of the division. Which
I would put my head in a blender if that happened.
I'm sure that make everybody super happy if Charlotte Flair is just the female Roman Reigns.
That wouldn't anger anybody, I'm sure. Jesus wept. All right, on to the men's rumble. The odds on favorite to win that is Cody Rhodes at -160. Stone Cold Steve Austin, like you said, his odds are locked. Sami Zayn +200. The Rock at +350. Seth Rollins +800. KO +1600. Those round out the top five. I think here's what I think. Everybody, the higher ups planned on having it be Cody win the Rumble. I think that they need to call an audible and have Sammy win. This is the hottest story that they've had since Daniel Bryan. I don't think that people would get angry if Cody won. Like, I would be more than okay if Cody won the Rumble. I'm a big Cody Rhodes guy, but it just makes too much sense for Sami Zayn to win. And the pop that would come from him winning make up for the fact that you didn't have Daniel Bryan win one in a similar storyline where everybody was just so behind him and he was so over. A Sami Zayn Rumble win. I'm going to throw money on both of them because I don't think The Rock is going to win, because you can do The Rock Roman match without having to sacrifice a Rumble winner. Like, the story's right there. Who's the actual leader of the bloodline? There's your match. You don't need to give Rock a Rumble win just to set up that match. So I think it'll either be Cody or Sammy. I'm really hoping it's Sammy. I won't be totally disappointed if it's Cody, but I'm pulling very hard for Sami Zayn to win.
They're certainly leaning into Cody winning. He's kind of been pegged at this spot pretty much since last year. When he got hurt, everyone's like, oh, he's going to come back at the Rumble and he's going to win the Rumble. And, he's the favorite at -160. I don't know if Sammy's in this match. I really don't know if he's going to be in it. He's going to be involved somehow in the Roman and Kevin match as his final test. He's going to be involved in that. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be in this thing. And I'm not mad if they call an audible with this, but it seems like Roman and Sammy's the match at Elimination Chamber. And I don't think they're going to hold off on that one for Rumble. I think it's going to be Owens and Sammy at Mania against the Usos for the tag team titles. That's where I'm guessing it's going. That's where it seems like it was going, honestly, like months ago. But now things have shifted in such a way that maybe they have just decided we're going to rework this thing and we will give Sammy a WrestleMania moment. I still think the good money is on Cody as far as him winning this thing. So a little behind the scenes, I put this graphic together probably around 3:30 I'll say it's 5 o'clock right now for anybody who's listening to this on Thursday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday. I put this graphic together at about 3:30 p.m. Eastern. When I did that, Steve Austin was not listed. He wasn't listed as one of the people there. And as Jarrett mentioned, like, his odds are locked, but he's listed behind Cody, which means they think he's the second favorite behind Cody. We had the report from Sean earlier this week that there was the pitch that Austin and Reigns at WrestleMania. Then Meltzer reported the pitch was for Austin and Lesnar potentially at WrestleMania. Regardless, they've pitched Austin on working Mania again. He worked Mania last year against Owens. If you're going to do Austin and Reigns, the easiest way to get there is Austin wins the Rumble. It's a little curious that he's listed second and his odds are locked. And, you know, they got The Rock on there at plus 350. So clearly they're not above like putting somebody who's not announced and could be a surprise. So that you can't bet on Austin right now. But what's your take on potential Royal Rumble winner for the third time, Stone Cold Steve Austin? I guess it's really the fourth time.
I really hope that's not what happens. Well, there's no need for that at all. Like, you can have Austin work WrestleMania. You just need to win the fucking Rumble to get there. Like, he's Steve Austin. You can do whatever you want with him. Fuck. It is very curious that his odds are listed as second and they're locked. I am kind of worried about that, but yeah, I hope that's not what happens. Because like I said, you can have Austin work Mania against whomever you would like to without having it be in a Rumble. And you don't need to put him in a world title match. Like, come on now. There's no need for that. I don't know what they're going to do, because Brock versus Stone Cold, like, there's obviously a narrative there where, I mean, Steve Austin walked out on the company because of something pertaining to Brock Lesnar, and, you know, that him, you know, having to work a match against Lesnar and, you know, him wanting them to build it up to a pay-per-view match to have a blow off there rather than just a throwaway match on TV. And that's what caused him to quote unquote, take his ball and go home. So I think that would be a fun story that they can do just organically. You don't need the Rumble for that, obviously, because Brock isn't champion. So I don't think Steve Austin's going to win the Rumble. It'd be cool if he was in it, and then they can have a moment with him and Brock where that sets up the match. I do not think Steve Austin is winning the Royal Rumble. I really hope Steve Austin's not winning the Royal Rumble. So, I think there's a lot of things you can do without having, you can have something happen within the Rumble that sets up a Mania match, but by no means does he need to win the Royal Rumble.
I don't think he needs to win the Royal Rumble either, but if you're going to do Austin Reigns, Austin winning the Rumble, get a fourth Rumble for Steve Austin.
There's our hot take of the day, Jeremy. Stone Cold Steve Austin doesn't need to win the Royal Rumble.
It's a big match, Austin and Reigns, man. That's a big match. I know, like, people complain about the story and everything, but man, that's a big match right there. I don't care what anybody says. You know, The Rock's at plus 350. Seth Rollins at plus 800 isn't terrible. No. I could see Rollins potentially winning. There's still unfinished business with Rollins and Roman.
They were doing such good work last year, man. It was so awesome.
Yeah. There's something there still with Rollins and Roman. And again, if you want to kind of do some gymnastics of booking, like, maybe Rollins wins and he just doesn't wait until Mania to get his title shot. Maybe he wants it a little bit earlier. Again, that's very much gymnastics, because Rollins has said a million times, I want to headline WrestleMania. So him taking himself out of, I'm going to headline WrestleMania to do this match at friggin' Elimination Chamber doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, you're trying to just talk yourself into reasons for betting on these people, that there's a reason. Other odds that are not listed on our graphic here. Edge is at plus 4,000. Edge, I'm sure, will make his return here, and I'm sure he'll have
his nice new short haircut, or maybe his hair grew out again. His hair seems to grow very fast.
We also have John Cena on the list here. John Cena is at plus 5,000. You know, maybe John Cena.
I think Cena will be in the Rumble.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they only have half of the field for the Rumble announced, and they said that they're more than pleased with the surprise entrance that they have. And I mean, if anybody is good for a nostalgia pop, it's John Cena. Yeah. I hope that he has a new shirt from when he was last on SmackDown, and it's like a Peacemaker design. That would make me happy. He's not going to come out in like Peacemaker cosplay, but if he's wearing like a shirt and hat that kind of like is just like a little shout out to it, that would make me very, very happy. So yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Cena's in the Rumble.
Logan Paul is at 8,000. You want to throw something on him? Your I'm guy, good. Dolph Ziggler, is at 20,000. If you want to throw something on Dolph, there you go. Rey Mysterio kind of getting disrespected at 25,000.
Him and Dom will have a moment, and then they'll have father son at Mania.
Oh, I agree. I don't think I don't think Rey is winning this Rumble by any means. But
he's like his odds should be higher.
Oh yeah, look, 25,000, right? Okay, so here he has the same odds as Ciampa, who, as far as we know, is still injured. Jinder Mahal,
Jinder Mahal has better odds than him. Okay, yeah, that's not good.
Oh, here's another one, and this is no knock, absolutely no knock on the great, the lovely Big E, who is at 4,000. Big E has explicitly stated he is not going to be cleared until March because he has to do his 1-year checkup at March. I think anybody holding out hope that Big E is going to be in this Rumble is just very foolish, and you're setting yourself up for disappointment, because he has said, and this is not the type of thing where it's like you're trying to joke and set up a surprise in the Rumble of like, oh, haha, I tricked you. Like, he has a 1-year checkup in March to see if he's going to be ready to return to the ring. And by all accounts, that's legit. That's what he says. That's what all his friends are saying. I'm not betting on Big E to make some type of surprise appearance in the Rumble. Look, if it happens and he is able to come back early, great. I love Big E. I'm all for it. But I don't understand how Big E has plus 4,000 and Rey Mysterio is at 25,000.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, obviously a very real life scenario involving Big E with the neck injury last year. Very scary. But yeah, hopefully, you know, when this 1-year checkup does come, he is cleared. He can come back, because wrestling's better with Big E in it. But yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from with the Rey Mysterio disrespect odds. Other odds, Tyler Bate plus 25,000. I like Tyler Bate. Mustafa Ali, who doesn't get enough love and TV time for my liking. Who else? Shinsuke is plus 25,000.
Former Shinsuke Nakamura.
Former, yes. Everybody was so happy that night, and they set up the AJ Styles match, and everybody got even more happy, and then the match sucked. That was disappointing. Pete Dunne plus 20,000. I don't like calling him Butch. I hope that they give him his name back. They're giving everybody else's name back. Why can't Pete Dunne have his name back?
No, he's just Butch at this point,
which is stupid. Mad Cat Moss, apparently he hasn't gone back to Riddick Moss either. I don't keep up. I don't watch WWE in a weekly. I just keep up through through going back and rewatching the important stuff, as you can tell. Mad Cat Moss, what a goofy name. Randy Orton's plus 6,600. I would like to see him return. That would be nice.
That's somebody where I don't know, like, the actual what kind of shape his back is in. That's somebody that the trail has gone a little bit quiet on him, to where it would be cool if he actually is able to return in this match, because he's been out for a while now. And again, people are talking about all these big returns: Austin, Rock, Cena. And it's like, oh, cool, if Orton shows up, that'd be great.
And people, you know, he was having the run of his career when he went out, and it was a bummer. And I think the fact that he's kind of flying under the radar, no one's really talking about him. As soon as they hear voices, he is, that crowd pop is going to be electric.
Yeah. It's going to be.
Any surprise entrance that you have in mind? I'll throw out Jay White.
Jay White is a name that has certainly gotten some attention. He's still got the Loser Leaves Japan match against Hikuleo coming up. He's also booked against Eddie Kingston for the New Japan Battle in the Valley event. That's in February. Mm-hmm. So if he's in the Rumble, I'd imagine he's not in unless he's like kind of signed. I know they kind of like a make good. We think they have sort of a make good with New Japan WWE, with Carl Anderson working and everything. But like, Jay White's kind of a big name to where I don't feel like you're bringing him in there unless he signed. And if he signed, he's still got dates to work for New Japan, which is feasible. It's very feasible.
Yeah, we saw Carl Anderson do the same thing when he got signed and he still had to defend his never open weight title at Wrestle Kingdom. So there's definitely precedent for it.
Right. It's possible. I do think we're going to get a New Japan name. I'm going to throw one out there, and I know I'm completely off base with this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Minoru Suzuki is going to show up. Oh,
that would be fun.
I don't think it's actually happening.
I would like to hear the crowd say, when he showed up at the show that we were at, Jeremy, I popped like a little mark. I was so happy to see Minoru Suzuki. And then he beat the holy hell out of QT Marshall for 5 minutes, and I was happy as could be.
I legitimately thought QT was just doing a bit of like, haha, fooled you guys. Minoru Suzuki's not here. And then Suzuki showed up. I was like, oh, shit, what the hell's going on here?
I'm just a random dark elevation tape. And, fantastic.
It was great. I'll throw out Minoru Suzuki. A couple names that are actually listed that you can bet on. Nick Aldis at 50,000 and Matt Cardona at 50,000. Cardona is one that's got a lot of attention.
I feel like he's almost like a certainty to show up right now.
All right. So people have really been saying that he's still got NWA dates to work. And like they're advertising him for their live power episode on January 31st. And then he's supposed to face Tyrus at the pay-per-view a couple days later. Like, if I'm WWE, like if I got Matt Cardona under contract, which is fine, I don't know if I want him under contract and then going to lose to Tyrus on pay-per-view.
That's fair. That's true. That's true. That is a little bit of a conundrum. I do think one way or the other, he does end up back in WWE. I think I saw he filed the trademark for Woo Woo Woo, you know it.
Filed some Cardona related trademarks. Or Ryder related trademarks. Sorry.
If he comes back though, it's going to be as Matt Cardona though, right? I don't think we're going to bring back Zack Ryder.
I think it'll be Cardona as well. Okay. I do think it'll be Cardona if he comes back. I mean, could be wrong, but that would be my guess anyway.
All right. So somebody's going to eventually comment this on YouTube, so we might as well bring it up. CM Punk.
Oh. He's not going to be there. He's not going to be there.
You don't think so?
No, I don't see it. I really don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. Don't get me wrong. The wrestling world would go up in just, oh my fuck. Like, it would be an insane, similar to when he returned for AEW. Like, it was just the talk of wrestling for a very long while. Each week when he came out, people were like, I cannot believe he's back. If he showed up in WWE, I think we'd get something similar where we're like, I cannot believe that after all this time he actually came back to WWE. Like, holy shit. I don't think he's gonna show up either. I'm not gonna say there's a 0% chance. I think there's a very slim chance. It would be fun. It would be very fun, and I would explode. That would be absolutely insane. I don't think we haven't really heard anything about if his contract was bought out by AEW, if he, like, it's been very quiet on that front for a while now. So there's a lot of gymnastics that would have to be done for that to be even possible. And if he wasn't still under contract with AEW, I feel like we would have heard about it. And it would be, there would have been a lot of rumblings about, no pun intended, a lot of talk about, you know, the possibility of him showing up, unless they kept a very, very well kept secret, which is, you know, as you know, very, very hard to do in wrestling.
I will say 0% chance on CM Punk showing up. I will. That doesn't feel too bold to me to say 0% on that.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, like I said, I don't think he's showing up. I would. I don't even know what would happen. I feel like
the wrestling world would, I truly believe, combust.
It would be absolutely insane, especially if like he won the thing and got the one thing that he wanted when he was there, got a main event WrestleMania against Roman CM Punk at WrestleMania. Who would have thought that?
It's 0%. I'm telling you, CM Punk doesn't have odds. And if he did have odds, I'd tell you to stay away from him. Because here's a good bet for you, Jared Bailey. I like a kind of a Cody parlay of Cody winning and being the Iron Man, because this man's crazy. And I do think he's going to enter. I legitimately think he's going to enter one or two, and he might
really
he
hard
might
not. Win
off of that. I think he's going to enter very early, and he,
I think I'll enter very early too. I'm really, like I said, I'm really hoping they stray away from doing the 1-2. Like, even if it's three, cool, that's fine. But
but he's got to do full on entrance and stuff. Rise up, take his time, really.
In. They're absolutely going to give him a full entrance. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, he's entering one or two. I'm telling you.
I tweeted at him that he needs to have new entrance music, and he didn't even acknowledge me. What a so much for the American nightmare, Mr. Cody Rhodes.
I think there's a good Cody parlay on being the winner and being the Iron Man. I also like Seth Rollins at +300 on the Iron Man. I think he's going to be there for a very long time. And my other like kind of Iron Man pick is Montez Ford at +500. They like to give that spot sometimes to an under the radar kind of guy who, you know, isn't one of the top names, like a Seth Rollins, like a Cody Rhodes, and Montez Ford kind of fits that bill. We know Montez Ford has the stamina to last and make that an entertaining hour, however long he's in there. So Montez Ford +500 as an Iron Man, I think, is a nice little bet as well. What do you think of for the Iron Man picks? Anybody that stands out to you?
Let me get them pulled back up because I accidentally closed it out. In terms of like, I would like to see a final four comprised of, I think it'll be Cody. I really want Sami Zayn in the match, man. I really do. So Cody, Sami Zayn. I want Gunther. I think that Gunther deserves. I want to see him get just disgusting with eliminations. Like, I want to see him slap people out of midair as hard as he can, turning their chest into ground beef. I kind of want Akira Tozawa to be in the match just so Gunther can just plummel him. Sorry, Tozawa, you're a really good wrestler who deserves better, but it seems that they have a role for him, and it's. I hope they feed him. I hope they feed somebody to Gunther. I think it'll be a lot of fun. So let me pull up these Iron Man odds.
You mentioned Gunther at for eliminations. He's at +200 for most.
I think that's very feasible.
I really like that.
Pushing him the way that they've been pushing him. I think that it's very, very plausible that he gets most eliminations.
Solo Sikoa at +150 is good. Sikoa, another guy I'm not sure if he's in it. And so maybe you don't want to even take that risk in case, like, if he doesn't show up, you're just out money on that one. Let's avoid it. So you're just out. But Gunther, we know he's in the match, +200. I got a feeling they're going to give him like some big eliminations in this one. They're going to give him a lot, and they're going to make him look really strong. They've already done that. Bronze at +300 for eliminations. I think that's not bad. And Lashley's at +600 for eliminations. I think don't sleep on Lashley at +600 for most eliminations.
You know, now that we're talking about this, I didn't realize how badly I wanted a Gunther Solo Sikoa match, but I think that needs to happen soon. That would be great. Maybe eventually for the IC title, like when they're, if they keep pushing Solo the way they are, if he's the one to take the strap off Gunther, I think that would be awesome.
I would love that. We need a Gunther and Solo just like square off in this match if Solo is actually in the match. Right. But yeah, that would be good. All right, let me give you a, besides the Cody parlay, I like a Rollins Iron Man Gunther elimination parlay as well.
Okay, cool. I'll bring up the odds calculator real quick and see what that would net you. Odds calculator. This is very, very good podcast material. Okay. So let's see. All right. So Gunther eliminations, that's +200. And then, hold on. Parlay. Okay. So 200. And then what's the other one? Rollins, 300. So that would be +1100 odds. So bet 100 to win. 1100. So there you go.
All right. Let me expand this parlay. All right, Jarrett.
Okay.
So we're gonna go still Gunther on eliminations, still Rollins on Iron Man. Raquel Rodriguez for most eliminations in the women, and I'll give you the odds here in a second after I find it. So most eliminations for Raquel is +140.
Okay.
So throw that in there. And then for the Iron Woman on the women's match, Liv Morgan is +150.
150. All right. That would net you +7,100 odds. So if you bet 100, you win 7,100.
There you go. So, you know, just throwing out there, they're all within the top four of the betting favorites in those respective categories. And I could honestly see it for all four. You're getting good odds like anywhere in the Rumble because it's a 60 man thing. So there's no like super heavy favorite. Yeah, the heavy favorite is 160 with Cody. So it's not an overwhelming favorite here.
Right.
But if you're going to do a little, some prop bets there, I think that's a good parlay, at least in my mind.
Who do you think the nostalgia pops will be in terms of, you know, just little cameo appearances, or who are you hoping to see, you know, for some blast from the past?
You can't bet on this stuff, which is unfortunate.
No, you can't.
Like, I would like to then.
I would throw money on X-Pac showing up.
If X-Pac is not in this damn thing, I will honestly be a little irritated because he has said that he wants to be in it. He's been on these Raw reunion shows and stuff. I'm pretty sure he can go in there, hit an X Factor. I don't know if he can do a Bronco Buster at this point or if he even wants to. He can definitely hit an X Factor, hit some kicks, and then get tossed by somebody and take a nice safe bump over the top. If X-Pac should be in this thing. And if I could bet on X-Pac being in this thing, I 100% would, because that's a good
I would call. Too. I would very much enjoy X-Pac being in there. Who else would be a fun, you know, big, I don't know. Hurricane's been in one as a nostalgia pop, right? He was in one not long ago.
He's been in it. Here's one. I don't think he's been here as a nostalgia pop before. Great Khali.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun. Him and Amos can stare off and, you know, decide who is like the tallest, most non-talented wrestler. I like Khali. I've always had a soft spot for Khali. I know he was never a great wrestler and wasn't very good at walking, but I always enjoyed the great Khali. When they did the Khali kiss cam stuff and just like let him be, just all right. Here's this tall guy. He's fun. Enjoy it. I was gonna say Santino, but he's an Impact now, so he can't.
Yeah, but he did say as part of like his Impact contract, he could do something with his daughter whenever she gets caught up to the main roster. So
yeah.
I don't feel like it's out of the realm of possibility if WWE called and said, hey, can we use Santino in a nostalgia spot, that Impact would be like, nope, can't do that. So
yeah, I mean, they let Mickey James do it last year. Exactly, so exactly. Yeah. So I have a soft spot.
I love the idea of a Khali almost square off though. That's
great. Right?
I really want this. Now
you're welcome. Really hire me, WWE. Well, maybe not right now. That doesn't sound like a fun working environment at the time. Maybe in the future.
I think that's it for the Rumble, Jarrett. Again, we've given some parlays. If you're looking for winner parlays, I think Cody and Rhea is just kind of, I realize that's chalk when it comes to the winners, but that's still, I mean, you still
most
get
of the time
odds.
Chalk seems to be the answer when it comes to the Rumbles though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're still getting good odds on that. So I would do just parlay Cody and Rhea. Like if you're confident in both of them winning, like if you're going to bet on them separately, you honestly may as well just bet on them together.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if they're going to win, then they're my picks. They're my picks. Cody.
Yeah.
Cody
they're Rhea. Mine too. I think that they're the right picks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want Sammy to win, but you won't go wrong with Cody. I would do a Sammy Rhea one too, just in case.
Okay. See, I don't know if Sammy's going to be in it. I've talked myself into Sammy not being in this thing.
I really hope he is. I really, truly hope that that's like part of his final test. Like if he'll like, if it gets down to like him and like another member of the bloodline, like if he'll like eliminate himself to like, that's his final test. Like if it's like him and Solo and he's like, all right, here's your final test. Let Solo win. And then he doesn't. And he throws Solo over the top rope. And
That's not bad because Solo voted against him on Monday too. So he's like, oh no, can't like
give him the old Samoan spike.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad.
That's such a badass finisher, by the way.
It is. I like that idea. I'm for it. You sold me on that. You should book this Rumble, Jarrett. You've given me Great Khali and almost squaring off, and now you've given me a sensible story with Sammy and Solo at the end.
I'm a natural Adam Blompied.
All right. Do you want to talk? Let's talk a little bit of football here. We've wrapped up the wrestling.
You said you had questions.
Well, I don't know if I have questions because you were completely wrong about the Buffalo Bills. So
I was. A lot of people were though.
A lot of people were. I do. So when I bet, I do like these giant parlays. I did a.
Oh, that's your first mistake.
Well, I don't bet big. Like I just bet like a dollar. That's like it. And I do like these 14 leg parlays. I did a 14 leg parlay last night. Actually hit on 10 of them, which, you know, doesn't mean anything because I needed to hit on 14. Like this is how I just bet a dollar and I use all, I'm still rolling on like free money that I got through like signing up. And then, you know, they always offer these like odds, like no sweat bet and things like that. So that's when I'll be a little bit more cautious, like knowing that that $5 will kind of turn into like a free bet type of thing, but realizing if I don't win anything off the free bet, then it's still $5 lost. But that's largely what I do. It's just a lot of like bigger parlays. I don't feel like I'm good at betting.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, you can do that just for shits and gigs, but like if you actually want to win something, don't do 14 leg parlays.
Well, you gotta give me when it comes to real sports betting, like this is, I could just bet like winners and like one of the props or something, but like I don't like betting a lot of money on, I'm like afraid to bet like anything more than like $5. So I don't want to bet like $5 to win like six. That's no fun to me.
My favorite thing to do is
bet $1 to win like $1 million. That's what I want to bet.
I mean, be my guest, you know, keep doing the dollar parlays. It's not hurting, but no, so for instance, like for Bengals Chiefs, I'm not touching the winner because it can go anyway, but I'll do a ton of props. So I'll just do like a prop parlay, throw in like an anytime touchdown score or two. And those seem to,
I definitely do those of like, so one that I had was like, I missed it by 3 yards. It was the first weekend of stuff. And it was Kittle. Mm-hmm. Kittle was like 3 yards shy of like 50. I had everything else. Like I had McCaffrey anytime touchdown score. I did bet like 49ers money line because I don't even remember who they played the first week. I was very confident they were going to win. So I had like 49ers money line. And then I had like a McCaffrey anytime touchdown. Like I had like McCaffrey over, like Brock Purdy, like two touchdown pass. Like I hit on everything and I missed it by Kittle by 3 yards. And I was very agitated on that.
I hate when ginormous trucks roll by outside. So annoying. Jesus Christ. I usually go, unless I'm like pretty confident, like what the default prop is, like I'll go like alternate. So like if Kittle's yardage is like over under like 37.5, I'll go to like George Kittle over 25 receiving yards.
Right.
And then it'll be like lower odds, obviously. But when you parlay it, it takes care of itself. So no, like last week, for I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, for Buccaneers Cowboys, I just threw like $10 on Cameron Brate anytime touchdown because his odds were like plus $880. Good job, Cameron Brate. Thank you. I do have one friend who him and I like are ginormous and are just being degenerates together, and we were making a ton of them because we had just made like a decent amount. We were just trying to blow it and trying to make more, and he threw like $3 on a ginormous like. Ginormous odds for anytime touchdowns. It was only three guys, but the odds were pretty high, and he hit it and he won $300 off a $3 bet. So like there are times where it can happen, and it's fun when it does, and that's what keeps you coming back. So it's fun, it's very fun. But and go ahead.
I think if I like actually tried to bet for real, I know I'd be way more cautious on stuff. I definitely would not be throwing like $10 on a 14 leg parlay because that just seems like a waste of $10. That's why it's literally I only bet $1 on this stuff.
You bet on hockey.
I actually,
you like hockey?
See, I do some of the hockey. I do the 14 leg. I mean, I'm combining hockey and NBA. Like I'm throwing everything at there. Like so tonight, like I did kind of do like lower, just kind of like pick the winner, just like all money line stuff. I was like, okay, I feel confident that like they're gonna win. and then they're going to cover type of thing. And it's not super outrageous. And it's only like five. But, you know, you're just picking winners and covering there more than like props and stuff. But I do think if I was actually trying to be a little bit more cautious and actually bet like, all right, let's bet five to win like 20, something like that, I would definitely be a lot more smarter as instead of, yeah, let's do a 10 leg parlay and bet $5 on this. I bet low to win big. That's my philosophy when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's usually all I do. I never bet a ton. I think the most I'll throw on something is like 20. So yeah, nothing. Just be, yeah, you know the deal. Just be smart.
I'm definitely not throwing a bunch of money at stuff. Like, so, okay, so like the no sweat like bets that they do on. So I use
FanDuel. Those are great.
Yeah, I love that because that's when I'll be like, all right, I truly believe like I think this is going to hit. And a lot of it's like parlays and things like, all right, I actually think this is going to hit. And that's when, of course, I'll end up falling. I like week one of betting, I was one LeBron assist away from like an 8-leg parlay hitting. And I was so mad that he could not get this extra fucking assist. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, can nobody make a shot? Can you not pass the ball? Like at some point, I was very mad, but like on those, I will be more cautious of like, all right, this is actually $5. Like if I lose it, it's not too big. Then I will just try to do 5 14 leg parlays for $1. But if I'm betting like $5 or more, I'm definitely like, all right, I'm going to actually look for something that's I'm kind of confident in. And I think I can actually win on this.
Yeah. Now that like the football season is winding down, I'm not going to have anything to bet on. Cause that's all I bet on. So I'm going to be lonely in terms of gambling until
you gotta bet on some hockey, Jarrett. Bet on some basketball.
I don't know enough about hockey to bet on it.
I mean, I don't follow any team but my own, but I'm still out here betting on unders on, you know, points and stuff. It's like, nope, don't think he's scoring tonight. Let me bet the under on that.
I'll bet all the Sabres props because apparently they're doing good.
Oh, I mean, they score a lot. I've been doing well with like some Tage Thompson overs, some Alex Tuch overs or Tuck overs, like just over in general when it comes to the Sabres because they score a lot, but they also give up a lot. Just bet the
Sounds
Sabres
like a fun team to watch, though.
Oh yeah, they're great to watch. They're actually really fun to watch. So yeah, just bet over on Sabres games, and you'll probably do it for yourself.
Duly noted. Right,
Jared Bailey, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for hosting this. Who do you have this weekend? You got to tell me.
This weekend? Bengals, 49ers. I wouldn't be shocked if it went the other way, though.
It seems like it'll be a good weekend of games. Both these games seem super competitive.
Yeah, if they both live up to the hype, we're going to be in for a treat. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's bittersweet. This is like a depressing time of the year for me because like the football's great, but I know it's about to be over and I'm going to be... I have a lot of content though over the offseason though, so it cancels each other out.
Enjoy it, Jared. Just enjoy it. Don't worry about the future. Just enjoy the moment.
I'll do my best to do so.
Jared, let them know where they can follow you at if they would like to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Right there on the screen if you're watching, at J Bailey NFL on Twitter. I'll be in Mobile next week for the Senior Bowl. So if you're a football person and you want to know who I think your team should draft, who is down there, follow me on Twitter. I'll have a bunch of tweet threads about it, tweet some videos on some receivers, some DBs. I'll find my offensive line friends who love line play to send me some videos, and I'll tweet those out too. And I'll do a lot of writing down there. So a lot of content for next week in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. And I feel like I had something else. Maybe not. Yeah. Anything I do at J Bailey NFL on Twitter. New episode of the Pump Fake. All football stuff. And yeah, I'll be live tweeting the Rumble. So it's not all football stuff all the time, but for the most part, that's what I do. So follow me at J Bailey NFL on Twitter for all that good stuff.
You gonna join our Rumble watch along on Saturday?
Oh, there's a watch along? Who's all gonna be there?
I don't know. Whoever shows up. I suspect it'll be people like Joel and Kate and Rob and Maggie and Justine and the usual suspects.
Okay. Yeah, I can pop in. Why not?
I won't be there. I have work to do. You know, I actually work.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to. Who's doing the post show for that? This is going to be what, Sean and Kate, I assume.
Will Washington and Nick Harrison, the great Nick Harrison. Sean's actually going to be at the Rumble, and so is Denise.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
They're going to pop on. Yeah, they're going to pop on afterwards. So
that makes sense.
That's who will be doing the post show with everything. They don't give me the post show duties anymore. I don't get to do that stuff anymore. They don't trust me anymore, Jared. Sad times.
Well, anytime one of you hit me up to do it, I will be game for it. So I appreciate you letting me do fun stuff like this.
Well, join the Rumble watch along, everybody. This goes for Jared Bailey and anybody listening, watching this. It'll be our Royal Rumble watch along right here on Fightful Overbooked. It'll begin.
Should I dress up for it?
What's that?
I said, should I dress up for it?
Dress up for it. You should. Okay. It'll start at 8 p.m. Eastern, maybe 7:30 if we decide to run stuff during the pre-show. But it'll definitely be live at 8 p.m. Eastern. So come hang out with members of the Fightful and Fightful Overbooked team. And, you know, watch other stuff here on Fightful Overbooked. We have a new show premiering, Indeed, with Reg and Mike, Righteous Reg from Grapsody and Mike from Indeed. That'll be premiering next Thursday. So check that out. We got a bunch of other shows. Tim and Joel, Tag Talk. What else is on the show, on this channel? Coexisting, FMC every Tuesdays. We got penises on that show. Everybody loves penises, right?
What?
So, Cher Delaware got a penis trophy because she lost the bet. She lost our challenge gimmick that we do. So there's a clip of this, Jared. Go to our shorts page. We run shorts, FightfulOverBook.com/shorts, or maybe it's YouTube.com/FightfulOverBook/shorts. Whatever it is, We run shorts. Go watch Cher Delaware play with a penis, okay?
I'm going to clip that and tweet it and just not have any context.
There's no clipping. It's clipped for you. I've done
that. No. I'm gonna clip you saying go watch Cher Delaware play with a penis.
Oh, okay. Fair. That's it. We got plenty of stuff here on Fightful Overbooked. Guys, we appreciate it. We'll be back next week with our NXT Vengeance Day betting odds show. And I imagine that the betting odds will be, at least for the singles matches, will be a little bit closer than
all the money on Dijak.
You probably should, honestly. That's not a bad bet. I don't know what the odds are, but that's not a bad bet. bye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.